Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
7:14 on this Thursday morning, May 2nd, Stones Day, as I've deemed it, with them playing Jazz Fest. And there are some restrictions as to what you can bring, what you can bring. And the big thing I think that you need to pay attention to is no chairs wider than 19 inches, which means your traditional Jazz Fest, and no tarps either, your traditional Jazz Fest chair that fits in a bag ain't gonna cut it because it's wider than 19 inches. And that's so that they can, I guess, get as many people as they can to see the Stones. And it's been a long time coming. Let's hope everybody enjoys the show. Dr. Shelby McRae joins us, a pulmonary and critical care physician at LSU Health New Orleans. Talk about menthol cigarettes and it seems to me if, and I don't want to get the doctor involved in politics here, but it seems like, well, if they should be off the market, then they should be off the market and you shouldn't delay any action just because it might cause you problems with voters. With that, we welcome in Dr. McRae. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I hate to inject you into the vortex of the controversy, but if you had to pick the Stones or the Beatles, who would you go with?
Oh, easily the Beatles.
Okay. All right. I guess I'm in the minority. And you're entitled to your opinion. You're an educated woman, as wrong as you might be, but that's okay. I was just teasing. Let's talk about smoking in general. And I've never smoked, doctor, so I don't know the difference between a menthol cigarette and a regular cigarette. Are menthol cigarettes particularly harmful, or is it something about making it easier to smoke or something? Tell me about menthol cigarettes.
Yeah, so the big issue with menthol cigarettes is not that they are necessarily more toxic than conventional cigarettes. Of course, all cigarettes have a lot of health issues. So menthol cigarettes share that with other cigarettes. But like you said, the issue really more so is who they have been targeted to and who uses them more disproportionately. So the younger population has a disproportionately high use of menthol cigarettes, probably for multiple reasons, due to marketing and targeting, as well as, like you said, it can feel smoother on the throat. You know, non-smokers, when they try cigarettes for the first time, it can be very irritating. And so the menthol smooths that. And then, unfortunately, often once people start smoking, experimenting with smoking, they are more likely to continue smoking. There's also mixed data, but probably most of the data points toward that menthol cigarette smokers are a harder time quitting than regular cigarette smokers.
because of the flavor, or is there any scientific evidence on that, or because it's not as irritating?
It's pretty mixed. So some of it is that it's the cooling, and it's the menthol itself provides a little bit of an anesthetic property. So again, that soothing of the throat. Perhaps some physiologic reasons, although again, the data is pretty mixed there.
I guess we should start with, because I don't really know, what is menthol?
So menthol, it's a natural compound that's found, it basically comes from mint plants. So it's found in a lot of different things, like you might think about throat lozenges, mm-hmm. or things like that that contain menthol. And then
so like a mint flavor, doctor, is that what you said?
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's a minty, cool. And if you've ever had something with that cooling effect.
Yeah, menthol, I know what you're talking about. Like a peppermint almost, right?
Exactly. Okay.
So as a result of that being in the cigarette, it provides a cooling effect on the throat. And I know people that smoke are probably driving into a tree right now because I'm so ignorant on this, but I've never smoked and I've never experienced it. As opposed to a regular cigarette that can be irritating, it makes you cough less or something, maybe?
Yes, it's less irritating to the throat, and I also have never smoked, but it tastes, you know, so that flavoring appeals to especially younger people, not traditionally non-smokers who are experimenting with smoking, because it tastes better. A lot of the same issues come up. You know, we're talking about menthol cigarettes and not e-cigarettes or vaping, but a lot of the same issues come up with e-cigarettes and vaping. It's that flavor that just tastes better.
Would it be better, first of all, I don't want to get you in the political part of this because you're a doctor and a scientist, but in your medical opinion, would banning menthol cigarettes be a strong start to preventing people from beginning to smoke and get addicted, or to maybe make it easier for them to quit if the menthol wasn't available?
Yes. So exactly like you said, I don't want to get into the politics of it, but from a public health standpoint and as a pulmonologist, a lung doctor, a ban of menthol cigarettes is recommended by the World Health Organization. It's been done in many different countries. It's supported by the American Thoracic Society, which is, as a pulmonologist, kind of one of our big national societies. The ban is supported due to, like you said, preventing young people, and not to get into the politics, but there historically has been a lot of targeting of African American and other racial and ethnic minority communities, specifically for menthol cigarettes, and therefore there's a disproportionate burden on that population from cigarette smoking.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. I want to do a little smoking 101, Dr. McCray, if we can, because I did try to smoke a cigarette one time, and I was taking the smoke in and just blowing it out, and my brother and my cousin, both of whom are deceased, and I think a lot of it had to do with smoking, they said, no, you're not really smoking. You need to inhale it. So I tried inhaling it, and it wasn't a pleasant experience, and I never touched it again, and I thank them for doing that. But we're going to talk about the nature of it itself, because I don't think you can just smoke. I think you have to teach yourself to smoke, which means after you do get past the unpleasantness of it, you're addicted, and at that point, it's too late to quit. The tobacco companies know this, hence menthol cigarettes, to make it easier for you to start and get addicted. We're talking to Dr. Shelby McCray, a pulmonary and critical care physician at LSU Health New Orleans. We'll also talk about the dangers of smoking in general and why, if you don't smoke, you shouldn't teach yourself to smoke and start, and if you do, why it's important for you to stop. 721 Traffic Now, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
7:25. Sorry, Doctor, but the Stones are at Jazz Fest today. I know you'd prefer the Beatles, but... Speaking of which, is a song about a very addictive drug, Mother's Little Helper from the Stones. Dr. Shelby McRae is our guest, pulmonary critical care physician at LSU Health New Orleans, talking about the Biden administration, who was going to try to ban menthol cigarettes, and they decided to pull it back because, and Doctor, I don't know if you want to get into this or not, because he was afraid it would cost, as I understand it, cost them votes, which, again, either it's dangerous or it's not, and I don't think you base policy on getting votes. You either make a stand or you don't. That's what leaders do, and I'm not judging the administration. I'm just saying policy in general. Do you want to get into who they target these menthol cigarettes toward at all or not? Or
I think obviously not too much, and I think I'm not a politician, but from a public health standpoint, banning menthol cigarettes is recommended and supported from a pulmonary standpoint. And like I said, not talking about the politics of it, but neglecting to speak about the fact that the African American community has been targeted for years by the tobacco industry with menthol cigarettes specifically. And so there are higher rates of menthol cigarette smokers amongst the African American community, as well as younger people, as well as the Hispanic community. So there's many different communities that have been targeted and have higher rates of menthol cigarette smoking and disproportionate health outcomes because of that.
Doctor, let me take a different view of this for a second. When it comes to the dangers of smoking, we see, God knows how many commercials from lawyers about exposure to asbestos. Is that really more dangerous than what people are buying at the grocery store every day?
I mean, I think that's apples to oranges. There's a lot of difference physiologically in what asbestos does to the lungs versus cigarettes. Yeah. I think, like you said, people are buying cigarettes in the grocery store every day. Cigarette smoking easily is the leading cause of preventable death in the United States.
Is it as dangerous as asbestos? Would that be accurate to say, maybe?
I mean, probably more dangerous.
More dangerous. But yet, we see lawyers, and it's being stripped out of building. And I'm just talking about the irony of that. We have... And I know one person is intentionally exposing themselves to it and the other isn't, but we have, you know, hazmat suits and EPA and everything else when it comes to asbestos being discovered in a building, and now lawyers that say if you've been exposed to it, et cetera, you can get money for it. But yet people can still go into stores and buy a product that is to your lungs, and I'm asking you this as a pulmonary physician, maybe even more as dangerous, at least to say, right?
Yes, and I think your point is a good one. These are available easily. I think who needs to be targeted on all of this is not cigarette smokers. It is the tobacco industry, which is profiting billions of dollars off of people's health. And cigarette smoking is extremely addictive. And one of my mentors taught me to explain this to patients, and I do daily in my practice. Cigarette smoking is not a personality flaw. It doesn't make you a bad person. It is highly addictive. It is a disease. It is something that we have treatment for. And as healthcare providers, we need to counsel our patients about that and provide treatment, because it's not a personality flaw. You're not a bad person for smoking.
And there's no disagreement, I don't think, that the business model is to get you addicted, right?
Exactly.
All right, let's talk real quick. We got a minute left about what does it do to your lungs for somebody that either is smoking now or maybe just getting started? Explain, if you will, Doc, in a minute, what it does to your lungs and how quickly or how important it is to quit and how some of that can be reversed.
Yeah, so it causes damage to your lungs as well as the rest of your body. The lungs and your heart are probably the most targeted. It increases your risk of lung cancer as well as many other kinds of cancer. And one of the more severe issues is COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or emphysema, which causes destruction of the little air sacs in your lungs and is also a very high cause of death in the United States.
I'm on alert news. We're going to be a minute late here, but we're getting ready to talk about the Biden administration planning to reclassify marijuana. As far as the medicine of it goes, the physiology of it, as a pulmonary surgeon, I guess you are, does it matter whether you're smoking marijuana or tobacco, or are both equally harmful to your lungs?
Yeah, I'm a pulmonary medicine doctor, not surgeon,
okay.
But smoking anything is harmful to your lungs. And so there's other ways of taking in certain substances, but I would recommend against smoking anything. And again, there are evidence-based treatments for smoking, varenicline being a medication that has the most evidence, and people should talk with their healthcare providers about it, because there's good evidence that we can help change people's relationship with smoking.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your work and your efforts. My dad died of COPD, and it was a horrible death, and I still feel bad for him today. Thank you, Dr. Shelby McCray, pulmonary critical care physician at LSU Health New Orleans. And I know if you smoke, you think it's going to be a quick death, something's going to kill you, but it's not. It's going to be horrible. We'll take a break, talk about the Biden administration of marijuana right now. Time for WWL First News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.